guys doing? Welcome to Park Hoppers Live. I'm Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And we are the WDW Park Hoppers. Thank you for taking time out of your busy Wednesday night. A rare Wednesday night appearance here.
Why are we here on Wednesday night?
Well, last night, Tuesday, which is the night we normally do our live show, so make sure you come next Tuesday night to facebook.com/WDW Park Hoppers. We had an opportunity to go to
he's a little all Ravello. Over the place.
Yeah.
Now, why were you at Ravello?
There we go. I was at Ravello last night doing a sample tasting for the Magical Dining Month. I got to go with my my other partner in crime, Tony.
Your online wife.
My online wife, yeah. So we were at Ravello last night sampling the food. There's going to be a blog post up pretty soon at Park Hoppers. It was amazing. I cannot wait to go back.
The pictures looked wonderful.
Yeah, it looks really, really
Since
good.
Since you took your online wife.
We are going on September 1st.
Yes, but it's not the same.
No, no. So we want to make sure that you guys come hang out. We're going to be here for a little while. Make
Where
sure
are
you stay.
We now?
I'll get to that. Make sure that you stay to the very end because we're going to be doing Q&A. I'm sure there's a lot of questions out there. The biggest thing we want you to do is please share this video right now. Share it out. Get some people watching because we're going to have a lot of fun. And make sure that you go to wdwparkhoppers.com/top10 and sign up for our brand new book that's coming out in a couple weeks. We want to make you make sure that you know when the book comes out. So yeah, that's it. Oh,
And the book is actually our picks for the top 10 Walt Disney World lounges and lounges and bars here at Disney World. So
yep.
Definitely sign up for it. Take a look. It'll be a great guidebook for your next visit down here to Disney.
And that brings us to here. We are here at our favorite haunt at Disney Springs, the Polite Pig. And we've done a really good job of talking about it because it's super busy here. Patrick and his team here. Dave's been over. Always
Phil
a great time. Phil says hi. Everybody is great. The only thing missing is our crew that we have here. But hey, we're here.
Everybody's out of town this week.
Yeah, we're here. You're here. And we're going to talk about some Disney news and rumors. And yeah, so let's go ahead and get into it.
Absolutely. So it is 91 degrees outside. We are in short-sleeve shirts, people are walking through sunburn, yet I have a story for you. We are getting ready for the 2018 Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam! Alright, have to do that for him. This is the Christmas-themed dessert party over at Hollywood Studios. So, this year, the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam! It also comes with the spectacular nighttime holiday fireworks show. So, for this year, you're going to start by walking into the Chinese Theater courtyard. There will be an array of holiday-themed snacks, desserts, beer, wine, cocktails, non-alcoholic beverages. And while you're taking part of the festivities, there are even going to be some VIP guests, maybe characters, available to meet and greet and take pictures with you.
Now, who would you like to see to meet and greet with at an event like this?
So it's Hollywood Studios, and it's holiday themed. So personally, I would like to see Darth Vader in a tacky Christmas sweater.
Dude, that would be great.
That's my vote.
I am your father. Christmas. That'd be great.
All right.
I would like to meet. I gotta side with Tony. Prep and landing.
See, you asked the question and then you acted like you didn't have an answer.
Oh, I had an answer. That's why I asked you the question. I didn't want to know what you thought.
I thought you were asking them.
No, who would you guys like to meet? Leave us a comment. Who would you like to meet at a special character meet and greet at the Jingle Bell Jingle
Bam. I'm sorry, I'll do it again.
Dessert party. The Jingle Bell Jingle
Bam.
Dessert party.
Okay, so back to the show. So you're there, you're eating, you're drinking, you're having a grand old time. Then you will be escorted to a reserved viewing area where you will enjoy the Disney Movie Magic. It's a projection show featuring your favorite cinematic moments and the magic of Disney. And that will be followed by the Jingle Bell Jingle Bam Santa-sized spectacular, jam-packed with holiday music, fireworks, special effects, and of course, dazzling state-of-the-art projections.
Nice.
So, reservations are now open for the dessert party. The bookings start November 6th. So the first party is November 6th. That does not sound as bad as these August Halloween parties we've been having.
The first Halloween party was a week ago Friday.
Yes.
And it's freaky. And then the weirdest thing is Food and Wine Festival starts in 8 days. It starts August 30th. It's the weirdest thing to me. It's super early to me.
All right. So, jingle bell, jingle bam. First one is November 6th. The last one is January 6th. So you have a few months to find a day in there. It's not every night, so look for the special dates. And the event will start an hour and a half prior to showtime. So that's how long they're going to have the food and everything out there. And the pricing will change a little bit. So it's going to be somewhere between $79. You're 12. Somewhere between $79 for adults up to $89 for adults, and children are between $45 and $49, and that is for kids ages 3 to 9. So, reservations can be made online, or you can also call 407-WDW-DINE.
Yeah.
And we'll have links to all of this on www.parkhoppers.com.
Absolutely. I think we got to go this year. All right?
Yes.
You got it all out. I'm proud of you.
You're throwing me today.
I'm proud of you. Well, for those of you who are not watching, and again, we want to invite you to come on Tuesday nights, normally. The people behind us don't know that I'm crushing their head.
It wasn't the head crushing, it was the butt. It was
the poking. I was poking him.
Poking.
All right, guys.
This is going to be our screenshot.
That's going to be great. Walt Disney World shares new information about the new restaurants coming into the Caribbean Beach Resort. And if you've stayed at Caribbean Beach, while the resort is amazing, the dining experience there has really left something to be desired. So Disney's really stepping up their game. When the updates to the Old Port Royal are complete in a few months, Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort will have two new dining locations, replacing Shutters, which was the old table service restaurant.
But I liked Shutters.
It was great. It's very quaint. I liked it. But it's going to be Sebastian's Bistro. It's going to be located right on the waterfront. It's going to be amazing. The menu will have flavors for both Latin and Caribbean cuisine. And the staff will offer their warm hospitality as well. The decor will echo a tropical beachfront home with coral patterns and kelp filigree, there's a big word for you, that celebrates the Caribbean or the Caribbean, depending on how you say it.
Depends on whether or not we're talking about the place or the food.
Or the ride. It's Pirates of the Caribbean, but when you go on a cruise, you go to the Caribbean.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Depends on your accent.
Nearby, the Centertown Market will be the new quick service dining location. That area will be expanded into more of a street market flair with some new lighting, open shutters, light posts, awnings, the whole nine yards. And then they'll have a grab-and-go market with coffee, snacks, drinky drinks, snacky foods, that kind of thing. Menus and opening dates are still not released. But as soon as we know, we'll share that with you.
That's exciting. It is.
If you have not driven down Buena Vista Drive and seen all of the construction that's going on there and at Coronado Springs, it's truly magnificent to see those two towers go up. And rumor has it that there is going to be a restaurant at the top of the tower at Caribbean Beach.
Ooh, very exciting.
So we'll have a new one at Coronado and a new one at Caribbean Beach.
All right, before we move on,
yep.
We do want to ask people if you could do us one other little favor. So definitely share the video. You know, we want to get the word out. We want people to know what's going on at Disney, and we'd love to be the ones to tell them. But on the other side, if you have Amazon needs, and who doesn't? Who doesn't shop on Amazon? We would ask that you would go to wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon. And just use that as your link to Amazon. It doesn't change anything. If you have automatic login, it will still log you in. It looks exactly the same. It just sends a little note back to Amazon that we sent you there. And, you know, they'll send us a few cents on your purchase. Doesn't change your pricing. Doesn't do anything like that. So If you'd like to help support us, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. One of our favorite places to go is Art Smith's Home Cooking.
Yes.
And you've tried the brunch there, right?
No.
Okay, so.
You went without me again.
No, I never had brunch there. So they had a brunch that started.
We have somebody taking our picture.
Photo op. They had a brunch that got started. That we're only doing Sundays, and that's kind of the big thing here at Disney now is brunch. SDK's got one.
And Enzo's got one that's amazing.
They've got a lot of different brunch places. Of course, the granddaddy is over at the House of Blues with their gospel brunch.
Absolutely.
Which we still need to do, which we've been trying to get into that for 6 years now, which we can never seem to get into.
That will be a goal, I promise.
That's a life goal. So Art Smith is bucking the trend and not only doing a Sunday brunch, they're also adding Saturdays to it. So recently Art Smith made that announcement that their Rise and Shine brunch, it was only on Sundays, is now going to be offered on Saturday and Sunday. Twice the opportunities to check into that. So this past Saturday was the first Saturday that it was offered. From 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. you can go on either Saturday or Sunday. Giving you a little bit more flexibility to have that experience here at Disney Springs. If you want to take advantage of this, you might get lucky and be able to walk in, but to make sure that you don't miss out, you want to make a reservation by calling 407-939-5277. So give them a call, go have brunch, and have a nice mimosa or something on us.
And that is not the standard phone number, so we will definitely post that in the notes also.
Yeah, that's not the Disney number. I think you're calling Art Smith's direct.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Food and Wine Festival. Food and Wine Festival starts, what'd you say?
August 30th. 8 days.
August 30th. This year, Food and Wine Festival, they have decided, Disney, we appreciate this, they're stepping up their game for the pass holder giveaway. So, do you remember what the pass holder giveaway was last year, Park Hopper John?
I believe it was a button that got me popped at security every time.
Well, did you get the buttons?
I did. We got buttons last year, didn't we?
I didn't get buttons.
Oh.
Because I went once and they'd run out of buttons, and then every other time we could not bring ourselves to stand in the line for a button.
No, not for buttons.
And it had been wine glasses or tumblers and things like that in the past, which we still use.
It was really cool swag, and it made it something very special.
Yes.
So
Disney, we thank you this year. There are two pass holder giveaways this time. On your first visit as a pass holder with your ID and your annual pass, you will get a Food and Wine Festival magnet. Now, that may not sound as exciting.
It's not.
We have a nice collection going.
We do.
But on your fourth visit, you get a Disney Food and Wine Festival pass holder cutting board.
A cutting board.
I'm kind of excited about this. I think it's great.
I'll bet that cutting board is that big.
Oh, don't say that. Now I have to go look. I think it's going to be, I think it'll be like iPad size. Maybe that big.
I don't think so.
So we're going to hang one on the wall, and we're going to use one.
Sure, we'll go with that.
All right, he's going to humor me.
I think next year they should have like a knife, and the following year maybe have like a whisk.
They're not going to give knives.
And maybe one year have like a...
They're not going to give
like
knives.
Like a big spoon.
The whisk and the spoon, I'm with you. And they're not going to do knives.
You'd totally be able to trick out your entire house with Disney Food Wine Festival gear.
Oh, you can. You just have to buy it at the Food and Wine Festival shop for
Disney,
all the swag.
You thought of everything.
They did. All right, so again, valid annual pass, your ID. Go stand in line, get your magnet, get your cutting board. Supplies are limited, so try to go early in the season.
So here's the question. In previous years, when you've had to do like multiple, like we had to do like three visits and we got like the glass, right?
Right.
We only had to just go to the park. I've heard somebody say that this is, you have to go and you have to check in three or four times to get the cutting board.
It's the same check-in as before. It's just like with the magnets that they're now scanning your pass. It's the same thing. It's the same thing they did during Flower and Garden when we would go and get stuff.
So we have to go and check in?
It's the same thing. You stand in the line and they scan your annual pass so you don't get more than one.
Wow.
You're overthinking it.
Yeah, all right.
completely overthinking it.
Well, what I'm saying is when we walked in before, because we visited Epcot, our account was marked. But now we actually have to go and check in so they get
four. We had to check in last time.
Okay. All right. Well, it's Epcot Food and Wine. It probably wasn't
sober.
Moving on. So,
he's looking for the word sober.
If you, oh, that's not true. I've never been drunk at Disney. Ever. Disney's dog-friendly pet pilot program is continuing at select Walt Disney World resorts. Haven't heard about this? Oh, check this out. Disney announced recently that their dog-friendly pilot program that was launched in October of 2017 will be continuing at select rooms at Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Guests who want to bring up to two, count them, two dogs on their Disney vacation will have the option to stay at one of 250 dog-friendly rooms at Disney's Art of Animation, Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, Disney's Port Orleans Riverside, and Disney's Yacht Club.
The one that surprises me.
Yeah, Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground will remain pet-friendly at the campsites and cabins.
Okay.
Now, here's the catch. There will be an additional charge of $75 per day pet cleaning fee at Disney's Yacht Club Resort, which will be added onto the main room rate, and a $50 per day fee added to your day rate at the other resorts.
Yes.
So, dogs will be greeted, and here's the perks for the puppies. Puppies actually get a good Disney experience. Puppies will be greeted with Pluto's welcome kit, which includes a mat, bowl, pet ID tag, courtesy plastic disposable bags, don't get me started with the plastic bags, puppy pads, and dog walking maps. Additionally,
yes,
rooms with a dog staying there will receive a Pluto-themed Do Not Disturb door hanger to notify hotel staff that a dog is in the room. Like the barking won't be a clue.
Not all dogs are our dogs.
That's true. According to Walt Disney World Park rules, dogs staying in designated guest rooms are not allowed in theme parks. Apparently, Disney Springs doesn't count.
We're going to get there. Wait, so they're not allowed in theme parks or public spaces. So they're not allowed to go to the pool or the restaurants or recreation areas. So you can't take them to the playgrounds or whatever.
Unless they are service animals.
Well, and that rule has always been in effect.
Additionally, pets are expected to be leashed, properly vaccinated, and well-behaved. So that rules both of ours right out.
Yeah, well, one could be well-behaved. Okay, so you don't seem, and you're a dog person, you don't seem excited about this.
No, because I think it's going to cause more problems than it's worth. Only because, you know, when you deal with people with pet allergies.
Yes.
Now you're going to have problems. What if they book a room that had a pet in it and the person is hyper allergic to animals and it's the only room they have available, and that's going to cause a problem?
Okay.
That, and I just don't want to be in a room next to a dog that's barking until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Understood.
So, outside of that, I mean, I understand separation anxiety, but leave your pets at home. That's my opinion. I welcome yours.
So, we have been walking around Disney Springs, you know, all summer. And there are these poor dogs here walking around. Some of them are in strollers with a little fan or something like that. They're in the stores. They're hot. They're tired. They're panting their little brains out. This is the last place they want to be, and you drug them out to the park. I'm sorry. I am a dog person. I love my dogs. I spoil the snot out of them. But part of that includes air conditioning. This is just not where they want to be, and it really surprises me how many people feel it. There was a guy with a big poodle here. It was not a service dog.
It wasn't. And, you know, that's a great... Now, look, I understand there's people out there who use service animals, and even service animals who are not notated or marked as a service animal. I get that. I understand
yes.
that. And for that, absolutely. But most of those animals are well trained. I mean,
yes.
they're trained
they
to handle.
To
they're trained to handle areas like this. Most dogs will freak out when they come to Disney and there's kids around. And
there's smells and there's things to pee on. And it's just, it's not, you know, I just don't think it's a great environment. If you're coming on vacation, let your dogs go on vacation too. Find a friend to stay with them, get a dog sitter, take them to the puppy pound. Well, not pound. The border.
Shelter. Not shelter.
Border. We both did it.
But I want to take my dog in. I love my dog.
We love our dogs too. But that is just, you know, Disney, we think it's wonderful that you're trying to accommodate people, especially because there are a lot of emotional assistance animals out there that don't have the same service qualifications and they can't get into places.
Right.
But, you know, I just don't see a point in taking your dog everywhere. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a tough call, and I get it. But, you know, again, it's, and I'm a pet dude. I'm a dog guy. I've always been a dog guy. It's hard for me to get excited about the possibility of being next door to a person with a dog that's losing their mind at 2:00 in the morning, and there's nothing you can do. I mean, really.
Or even worse, you know, you bring your dog on vacation, they have to stay in the room all day. So now they're in
right.
a strange place.
Right.
You may think it's better because they'll get to see you, but you've just abandoned them in a strange place.
Right.
They don't know you're coming back, even
now,
if your stuff is there.
Now, Disney does require you to have, like, I think it's a mandatory 8 hours away from the animal. So they are
yes.
trying to build into that.
Because no dog can cause damage in 8 hours.
Right. But, I mean, I don't know how you would police that. But anyway, that's... It's tough, and I get it. And kudos to Disney for trying to accommodate. But at the same time, it's just... I don't know. And here's the other thing. Both of our dogs, when we board them, are cheaper than $75 a day, even $50 a day. That's a lot of money to pay on top of the already not inexpensive room rate here at Walt Disney World.
I'm looking at the comments. I think we hit a nerve. Keep going.
Yeah. So... let us know what you guys think. You guys already are, and I appreciate that. Make sure that you find us over either on Facebook at WDW Park Hoppers or find us on WDWParkHoppers.com. Leave us a comment. We're also going to be out on YouTube as well. So we want to hear what you guys think, not only about the pet staying on property, but who would you like to meet at the Jingle Bell Jingle? Bam! Love to know what you guys think there. So...
And let us know where you would like to see us so that we can give you a tour of someplace. I think you've seen more than enough of the Polite Pig over time. Bye! Our new friends that we made at the table next to us.
Yeah, so. The pig is always super accommodating. And I haven't been here in a month and a half, so I'm glad to come back.
He was going through withdrawal.
Yeah. Next meetup, the Disney Parks Podcast and the Park Hoppers.
Wow, it just got loud.
Meetup, yeah. They're playing Pink Floyd, it got loud. The next meetup is going to be on September 15th, which is a Saturday, over at Meisner's Lounge. It's going to be at 7 p.m. We're going to hang out, we're going to chit chat, we're going to enjoy some drinks, some snacky booze, and we may go over and watch fireworks from the shoreline.
Now, where is Meisner's Lounge?
That's at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort.
Okay.
All right?
Wonderful.
It's upstairs, right behind the orchestra. You can't miss it. If you've gone to Victoria and Albert's, you've gone too far.
All right, and next week, we will be live from Terralina Crafted Italian, which is the new Italian restaurant right down the way here at Disney Springs. They have some amazing appetizers. The pasta's been wonderful. It's just, we did have dinner with some friends there a few weeks ago, right when it opened, and it was great. So
right.
We're looking forward to going back.
Right. And then the last thing is, if you want to make sure that you sign up for our newsletter, wdwparkhoppers.com/newsletter. Sign up for that. We don't do too much. We a couple times a week, maybe, let you know what's going on with us, let you know all the fun stuff that we're doing. And keeping you in the know about everything. And other than that, make sure you find us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all at wdwparkhoppers.com. And with that, my friends, we're going to do Q&A for everybody live. But for those of you who are listening to the podcast or watching it, make sure you visit us at wdwparkhoppers.com for Parks One World, everything in between.